Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.
Welcome to Legal News and Review, recipient of the Florida Bar Award of Excellence, and featuring Michael Santucci, co-chair of the Intellectual Property Division of the Broward Bar. From the law firm of Santucci Priori, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Legal News and Review, the only real problem solver radio program using the law, with your moderator, Philip Bell, and hosts and legal panel attorney, Gary Singer, chair of the Broward County Bar Association's Real Property Section. Gary Singer is board certified in real estate law and a syndicated columnist from the Sun Sentinel. He is an expert in his field of practice. Now, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
On the docket for today's broadcast, in a unanimous decision, the U.S. Supreme Court reaffirms there is no hate speech exception in the First Amendment. This helps the NFL football team, the Redskins, keep their trademark, as well as the rock band called The Slants. That's a music group made up of Asian Americans. That old adage, I don't agree with what you say, but I'm an American and I'll fight for your right to say it. But what does this actually mean moving forward? Today is a forum with just our legal panel host. I'd like to introduce and welcome Gary Singer.
Hey, Phil, how you doing? I just want to say hi to Gary Ostro and Michael, the Russian concussion. Santucci. Good to see y'all.
Well, now I've got to say good afternoon to Michael Santucci.
How are you guys?
And, of course, we're out of control, Gary Ostro.
Hey, Phil.
Hey. You know, in 1964, by the United States Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart, to describe his threshold test for obscenity. And he says, I know it when I see it.
That's because he never saw the internet.
That's true back then. I understand the government may not penalize private speech merely because it disapproves the message it conveys. But Michael, who is an intellectual property law attorney and a litigator, what does this actually mean for trademark or copyright laws?
How you doing? I see this case a little differently because I am a trademark nerd, and I have to shout out to my old paralegal, Joanna Luchansko, who made up the word trademark nerd to
what
describe
up,
us.
And that,
yes,
it
which
fits.
She should register if she hasn't already.
Represent Joanna.
Yeah. But I don't see this case as whether or not there's a hate speech amendment exception to the First Amendment. The key to understanding the Supreme Court case is it was about whether or not to register a trademark. So the Patent and Trademark Office wasn't trying to regulate, nor was the Supreme Court or any legislature trying to regulate a rock band's ability to say whatever they want, call themselves whatever they want, whether it's racist or not. It wasn't about whether that band can actually use that name. And I'll say the name. It's The Slants. And just like I'm using this in a news reporting way, just like right. I don't say the N-word in my regular life. But,
never, ever.
If
yeah,
I had
why
a
do you feel the need
it,
to
would.
Apologize
yes.
for that? No, seriously, why do you feel the need to apologize? You're reporting a case. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
that's
everyone feels
question.
The need. Why?
That's a great question. I have Asian American friends. I have African American friends.
And
you
would
know
any
what?
Of them be offended by you talking about this case?
Well, that's some
the whole point
of them,
of this case. They know you.
Some of my African American friends think it's ridiculous to use the term N-word. And
yes,
some
that's
of them,
more offensive.
And some of
I
them
think.
Say you better use it that way or don't even think about
it's
that.
It's not
word.
The words you say, it's
so
what's
it's
in your heart.
Yeah, but you represent
absolutely.
Rap artists.
Gary,
Mike, you represent.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Uh oh.
moment.
We're having a moment.
Yeah.
I didn't want to tearing up a little.
But Mike, you represent rap artists that use the N-word part of their performance.
I'm getting overclimbed.
Yeah. Okay. See, but the question.
Exactly. No, but
Gary's
exactly
question
the
was a great one, and why do I feel a need
we
to
shouldn't
apologize?
Feel that way if we're saying something cleanly. It's just a word.
For me,
I agree.
It's a one more second in the sentence I have to say to just be overly respectful to people, for those people that would be offended
but
by
then
it.
Aren't so you calling out the differences?
I want to point
I mean,
something
if we're in
out.
A world where we're okay. supposed to ignore the differences and judge people
I want to
by
point
the content
something out.
Of their character.
I want to point something out about the case.
Then
that
we shouldn't draw points
that
to their
Judge
differences.
Alito said giving offense is a viewpoint. Giving offense is a viewpoint.
Right on.
So if you understand that anything and anything anybody says at any time could be interpreted as offensive.
Exactly.
So either you remove that
right.
or not. And
yes.
if you want to have freedom of speech, you can say whatever you want. It's what's in your heart when you say it. It's not the word. Because among the black community, they're the first ones to use the word
the
to each other.
Of it.
And I'm not racist, and I represent blacks and whites, and I don't distinguish between them. Mm-hmm. And it's not in my heart, and that's what matters.
And
period.
This is the PC police microaggression nonsense that you're talking about.
The
no
liberal, the liberal interpretation.
Yeah, there's no such thing. I mean, look, if you're offended, then it's an aggression. It's something micro about it. If any word is being said in a hateful way, then that's hate speech.
Well, here's what the
but
slant said.
But it's not the
said.
Word. It's how it's used.
Exactly. Here's what the slant said about the ruling. And this is their word. It's been about the rights of all marginalized communities to determine what's best for ourselves.
Exactly.
That's what the slant said.
Yes.
This was a case they took up all the way to the U.S. Supreme
and
Court.
And good for them.
And they were thrilled about the ruling. Yeah. And they should be.
But,
they
but
should
again, be. And Gary's point with Alito's quote, there are – every I encourage every lawyer to read this. It's about a 17-and-a-half-page opinion. It's not that long.
Let's
but
just
it's
stop
chock
the show
full.
And read it out loud.
It's chock full of quotes. It's chock full of good quotes on both sides of the politically correct issue you're raising. But the case, the holding of the case wasn't really about should we be politically correct or not. It was about whether or not the United States Patent and Trademark Office should allow this band to have a registration on the word the slants for bands. It wasn't determining whether or not they can use that. They can have any as many concerts as they want and use as offensive language as they can. They could have offensive lyrics, offensive names. But the question was whether or not the government should give a certificate of registration to a person for an arguably racist, you know,
and who decides
I guess
that?
Unilateral, universally, you know, no
right.
racist term.
Who decides that? Who
and,
makes that determination?
And I think that's what well, yeah, there's a lot of gray areas. I have a bottle. I'm going to show you guys. I have a bottle of energy drink in my room, in my office that I always keep. It's an empty one. I drank it. But the brand name was called Some And these guys would go around, well, we got to deliver another case of some pussy over here. Everybody wants some pussy. So, and it was spelled S-U-M-P-O-O-S-I-E. Well, when we try to register it, the Patent and Trademark Office relied on a very similar clause to a provision that said you can't have – you can use it, sell it all you want. But we're not going to put the stamp of approval of the federal government that gives you extra rights on this word that they deem to
ridiculous.
Be scandalous,
ridiculous.
Immoral, and offensive.
But that affects – if I wanted to sell the Slants T-shirt at one of their concerts, if it's not trademark protected, I could do that all day long.
You can do it all day long, and that's not what this case is about. The
no,
case was about whether or not the government should give you a certificate that says the Slants on it and say they approve of that, and they're giving you the exclusive right to use it, and now this is prima facie evidence.
Can't they just blur it
court.
If they're offended?
So –
give a certificate, but just kind of blur a couple letters.
There you go.
That's
ridiculous. That's offensive.
You know, I love the fact that our Supreme Court came to such an, on both sides of
unanimous.
The political spectrum, came to such an incredibly good decision. Makes me once again for
restores
the
our faith.
Zillionth time in my life, proud to be an American.
Well,
yeah,
listen,
I agree with that.
The decision went pretty far. They said an entire provision of the Trademark Act is now declared unconstitutional.
I love it.
That doesn't happen often. That's a big decision for trademark nerds like myself.
So you're going to re-put in the energy drink?
The provision – no, because that's a
with
different
the P
one.
Word on it?
That may be next
he
on
was
the
so
chopping block.
Easily able to use that term in that sentence. But
see,
he
could
say,
use the other one,
right,
but
that's just as offensive
he used the P
to
word.
Other people. So there you have – that's a perfect example of what's that's offensive, and that's a viewpoint.
Now, but going back
LaBelle
to my point,
Rosen attorney Kristen Lynch is with us in the studio in my conference room right now, and I want to apologize for her.
But he was on apologizing. Yeah, that's the ball. This is what I'm telling you, Tooch. Right. Stop apologizing.
It was
people.
Called the disparagement clause.
Look, people who know you know you're a good person and know you're not saying things to offend them. You don't have to apologize.
Either
the power behind
equally.
Words is in their intent.
Right.
In their intent,
exactly.
Not in the letters themselves.
People have different opinions. I have African-American friends that say that that N-word is so charged, it's so historically charged, that when they hear a white person saying it, it's like a dagger in your back. It's
right.
an attack just hearing it
it's
from
offensive.
My face.
That's what they
and
attack to
I'm not very
it.
White
now,
either,
I understand,
as you all know.
But. I understand they can say that, but you know what? I have American friends, and I really don't care where their cultural past of their families come from.
Yeah.
And that's just the end of it. Everyone just needs to stop worrying about whether you're African American yeah. or European American or this word or that yeah. word and just start judging people by who they are and get over all this nonsense.
That's right.
And then maybe things will flatten yeah. out.
It's all clutter.
Some people that are smarter than I am say that we're going to reach a point in our society someday where we're post-racial. But a lot of people will say we're not there yet.
We can't even reach
we're
a
not,
place
we're
where we're post-political.
Yet, so.
I think this well, decision is taking us to that post-racial society that we should be
You know,
at.
And the perspective, but we were talking before the show came on, that, you know, if Donald Trump had ran as a Democrat, many, many of the same people that are hating on him would have been loving on him. And the only difference is a little D and a little R, and it scares the heck out of me knowing that reality. That will never get to a post-racial place.
That's one of the,
because we
yeah.
can't even get to a post-DR place.
We see, but so many people see politics as a college football game. I like that team,
yeah.
that color, that team. And it's like, we're so partisan. Just
yeah.
because you're on that team, we're going to disagree with you. Even if you agree in principle with the policy.
Amazing.
It's yeah, we do need to get past
How about
that.
Our politicians stop worrying about their party and start worrying yeah. about their public?
About both parties uniting for the good of the Americans.
Let me just mention one part of the Supreme Court case, just to put this in perspective. The part of the Trademark Act that was deemed unconstitutional is called the Disparagement Clause. And it said that the government will not register trademarks that disparage any people. And it's very similar to the one that I ran into with my energy drink client that's, you know, immoral, scandalous. And the critique is like Gary Ostro said, who's to judge that? These are subjective morality issues, and should the Patent and Trademark Office be making those judgment calls? So the
now,
Supreme Court now says no, they should
difference.
Not.
Right, but Chief Justice, I mean Court Justice Potter Stewart, and that's everybody knows that saying, you know? Describing the threshold in terms of a test for obscenity, pornography, he says, I know it when I see it. That was his standard of test.
I can't yeah. define it.
Phil Bell, I have to interrupt. The beauty of downtown Fort Lauderdale, we're watching
cycle party.
A bar on wheels go by on my street.
And they're peddling
females.
A dozen
that are
girls are peddling, yep. peddling this
those
bar
Those aren't
on wheels
girls.
And
those
drinking.
Are female Americans. Stop
right,
it.
Right. Be careful of how you use that term. We
girls.
Need to get
those
video
are
that.
Women. Yeah. Women.
This is an interesting concept, and I hear this in the African-American community. And this guy, this band, they were all Asians, and they
right.
called their band the Slants, and the explanation they gave is they said Slants is a derogatory term for persons of Asian descent.
Right.
But even though the members of the band are all Asian Americans, the band members believe that by taking that slur as the name of their group, they're going to empower themselves, and they'll help to reclaim that word and drain it of its denigrating force.
I would agree.
I love it.
And
wear,
I would
it,
agree.
And wear it as a badge of pride, unquote.
I hear African-American people say that as well about racial slurs, but then there's a whole bunch of African-American people that say, no, don't use that word in your rap song.
Then
like
they
Oprah
shouldn't.
Will say she doesn't want to hear that word.
Who cares?
No matter who says it,
who
she doesn't want
to
hear.
Well, then she doesn't have
Either
to listen.
Either does Bill Cosby.
Who cares what she wants to hear?
But you ask Ice Cube.
Bill
who was
Cosby?
On the, who had that.
You know what word he wants to hear.
Who is. Yes, is what he wants to hear.
Reaper American.
Quaaludes.
Yeah, but Ice Cube was on Bill Maher's Ice Cube was on Bill Maher's show talking about that very issue, about how we're taking
talking
back that word, say,
right.
saying I'm taking back that right. word, and I'm taking the power out of it by taking back that word. But if you ask Oprah, she'll say no.
Bill
no,
Maher's
no
got
no
a good record on that.
Why
on that
it's,
case,
that's why
right?
it's all got to
yeah,
be okay.
Right.
It's all got to
right?
be okay.
He got a pass.
Yeah, well, yeah, he
no,
got a pass.
Bill
you know why? Because he's got a D at the end.
Because he owns the show.
Because
he owns the show.
No, because he's got a D at the end of his name.
Well. If
I'm going
Bill
by
Maher,
Shyster American yes. from now on.
If Bill Maher
taken back
if
the
Bill
word Democrat, Shyster American.
Yeah. If let's not say Bill Maher. If Rush Limbaugh used the name of Jesus Christ in vain,
right.
he would get a pass because he's a Republican. And that's back
Whoa.
To this
what?
Tribal
huh? what?
Political
the Democrats
mentality
are the ones that get away with everything.
Yeah.
yeah what are you talking
Bill,
about?
You know, Bill Maher gets hell from the Christian conservatives when he bashes religion. You know, I've never heard him make a slur
about
our
what
Lord Jesus Christ.
And what about when he made
but
a very racist comment?
The house comment is
yes.
what you're referring to. Don't be afraid to say
when he showed his true, no pun intended, colors.
Sure. And
he
got
pass.
A pass.
Pun intended.
He got a pass because he leans liberal.
What
but,
evil
right,
lurks
right.
in
but
the hearts of men
yeah,
hiding behind
yeah.
that little liberal label?
Yeah. Republicans
Ooh, like
can
Two
get away
today.
With the same sort of denigration of the religious right because they're accepted
denigration?
By them.
How can you say
they're
that?
On their side. They're on the red team.
So
they get away with it.
Mike,
so it goes both ways.
Who denigrates
my
anyone?
My point is it goes both ways.
Mike,
come on.
This Supreme Court unanimous decision reaffirms there's no hate speech exception in the First Amendment. But what does this actually mean for businesses? Does it mean it's now open that we could use common?
You always could. And the market always will smack you down if you use an offensive term. The point is the government.
Government.
You used to have the power to say, I'm not putting my stamp, my federal seal on that word, on that trademark, on that band name. But now the government does not have. Patent and Trademark Office no longer has the power to refuse a trademark registration because it disparages
decide.
People.
Well,
because
they decided to spread.
Because they decided.
Well,
look, and remember,
well,
the First Amendment's not about business.
Should they be
it's
making moral
government.
Judgments?
No. And, right. Well, it's the right
to deciding
speech.
What's disparaging
to the government,
and what's not.
To,
right.
In a business. Yeah. You know, the First Amendment doesn't restrict what businesses can and can't say, you know, as a general rule. It restricts what the government does, not what businesses do. So if you want to open a hall and say, you know, as long as you don't, you know, violate certain things, say, in this hall, you cannot use cuss words in this club in our private business. You're allowed to do that. Free speech be danged. Okay. But the government
wait,
can't
wait, you're
do
afraid
that.
To say damn?
I don't
you're,
care
you're
to.
Lecturing him on not apologizing, you won't use the word
I don't
damn?
Care. I don't care to.
I mean, that's well, hilarious.
No, subjective. I made a personal.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
Because
don't
I don't want to offend myself.
But you were, you didn't want to offend yourself.
I don't want to offend myself.
You were reaming him for apologizing.
I don't
using
need
racial
to cuss to
and
get
you won't
my
use
across.
The word damn?
Look,
this is an,
I don't
moment. I'm having a moment.
A gosh dang about what you're saying because I don't want to hurt. I'm saying it not to denigrate
you are
myself. Right.
That is
can
hilarious.
Can I give some?
It's denigrating for you to use yeah. that word?
No,
order,
I just didn't set you off.
Go
I say
ahead.
Damn
go ahead,
time.
It worked. Michael Santucci?
This is Michael Santucci. I'm not just a lawyer, but I also amongst
Hi, Michael.
A handful of degrees. I also have a degree in philosophy. And
really?
Here's some
yes.
sage advice. I think about the only thing
I
we
think,
can agree on.
Therefore, I am.
I think about the only thing we can agree on this issue is this. It doesn't hurt to learn about other people's cultures and learn about their subjective sensitivities. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you have to censor all your speech. You don't have to be, you know, the word police or live like that or walk on eggshells. But it doesn't hurt to learn a little bit
100%.
About what the black community thinks about this and
the
how
what
there's
community?
So many.
Wait. The what community?
Afro-American.
Yeah, you can say black. You can say.
Oh, you can now. Then how come you didn't all show
it's a
long?
Community, but so there's
you got
different.
No room to talk.
Every ethnic community does not think in a unilateral way. There's so many differences. It doesn't hurt to learn about other people's cultures and just be aware of when you're way over the line or when you're dancing on the line
right.
or when you're safe. You should know where you
that's
are.
Right. If you
and
guys
the more
remember,
you can teach yourself and learn about other people's cultures
personal
responsibility. And spend time with people that are different from you. It's not a bad thing.
It's like spending
It's a great thing.
It's like spending time with Gary Singer.
So we all agree
diversity is a beautiful thing, as are the wonderful bouquet of cultures in our country. Just don't force it down my damn throat. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you guys remember, we had Robert Sanuk, and Robert Sanuk represents over 512 Indian tribes. His father
Indian American tribes.
He was also, his father was the one who brought Gamma.
Native American,
chief
for that
of the
matter.
Seminoles.
Take it back.
He claims that he has absolutely no issue with the word Redskins. He says, as a matter of fact, if they're winning, he's happy.
It's because he's a football fan.
It's not the word. It's what's meant behind it. It's the use of the word.
He's a good guy.
Can't, if you're going to use that criteria, any word that anybody uses could be offensive to somebody who, in China, who's offended by the word, you know, the word viewpoint. Yeah. I don't know. It's ridiculous.
And that was the rationale behind Justice Alito's decision. You would totally agree with this.
Thank
G-D.
Right there?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm a trademark attorney. Because I came up upon a clause, you know, a provision of the act that was very similar to this, and I saw the difficulties in it, and I was making the same arguments that Gary is. Who's to say what word that my client puts on the energy drink is too offensive to be registered? So I think this decision takes some of the subjectivity and discretion out of the hands of the Patent and Trademark Office. This case has never been about what word you can use in commerce. It's just about what you can register.
You know, it's another example, again, of why this country is so unique and so great. You know, it brings me to that idiot Kathy Griffin holding up the head of our president.
Which I thought was very offensive.
Person. Incredibly stupid, incredibly offensive. But
I don't think Mike agrees as a Democrat.
The fact that troops... Death troops didn't go out and take her in the middle of the night made me proud. Like, seriously, in most other countries, not every
look
other
what's
country,
going on in Russia.
Most other countries, she would have disappeared that night, literally.
Right.
And that's an amazing comment about our country.
But if it was up to the Democrats, had a Republican done that?
Oh, my gosh.
Then they would be removed from their home if it was up to the Republicans.
Can you imagine if Ted Nugent or something did that with Obama's head? Can you imagine?
There would have been World War III, Civil War.
Remember all the racist memes that went around social media?
Not from any of my friends. I didn't say any of that.
To Gary's point, there
wasn't on my Facebook page.
To Gary's point, this country that had slavery for 400 years elected a black president, and there wasn't a civil war.
Amazing.
Beautiful. We're still here.
Even worse, we elected a reality TV star.
There's going to be one over a white president.
Probably most people saw that as a healing in some way of our nation, a step toward healing.
Some people
were throwing racist memes out and thought they were hilarious.
You're right, and people were upset when we elect Obama, and people were upset when we elected Donald Trump. And, you know, I'm just happy we didn't elect a second Clinton. So everything's okay in my book.
Calling Obama a Muslim isn't racist, by
You're in
way.
Good company.
Well, that'd be like religiousist or something.
You're
right?
in good company with a lot of Democrats that didn't want another Clinton.
That's
Clinton.
Clearly. That's a no-brainer, by
all the
way.
Bernie, shout out to all the Bernie people out there. So.
Right.
Yes.
All I could say, guys, is wow. I mean, seriously.
Well, you're still here, Phil?
Yeah. I love it when I have to say the least.
For those of you that have Westlaw out there, the site of this case, first of all, it's Mattel versus Tam. Joseph Mattel, M-A-T-A-L.
That's the Chinese Oriental guy.
No, that was that's the interim director of the United States Patent and Trademark Office versus Simon Xiao Tam.
Tam was the guy from the
The Westlaw site is 2017, WL for Westlaw, 2621315. Of course, it's a 2017 case. It came out this week.
And so we tore it up.
Can you go back now and get your energy drink put through?
Oh, I'm going to show. I might be able to, but unfortunately the client's out of business.
Wait a minute. After all this,
they didn't waste all the money on the trade.
The directors went to war with each other.
But after all this, you might be able to. Yeah. This clearly you would be able to, based on this, right?
I don't know what effect that there's one clause one provision of the Trademark Act that was declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. I didn't see that it affects that one, but logic says that it is. That's on the chopping block next in my opinion. So Mike, I think that's the next case.
I know we only got a minute left. I just wanted to ask you really quick. Why do you think that they haven't appointed yet a special prosecutor to find out why Obama let the Russians interfere with our elections?
And on that note, folks.
It doesn't seem President Trump cares too much about the Russian meddling. I don't hear any
evidence about it.
He has cooperated. For some strange reason, he doesn't care.
Michael,
Russian concussion.
Michael, take us off here.
All right, everybody. If you're listening to us in the car, please put your cell phone down. You're almost at your destination. There's plenty to listen to on the radio. If you want to get some of your music on our show, we accept music submissions from local bands. We're a South Florida show. So if you're a Florida songwriter or recording artist, send your music to info@500law.com. That's info@500law.com. You can hear us now on three different stations.
96.9, 103.9, 740 AM. But also there's more. iHeart, TuneIn, and iRadio Now.
Yes. And on that note, folks, have a great weekend and
be legal.
You've been listening to the award-winning Legal News and Review, recognized by the Florida Bar's Award of Excellence. Legal News and Review, featuring Michael Santucci from the law firm of Santucci Priori, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale, and practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation. They can be reached at 500law.com or at 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go to BeLegalBuzz.com. And to reach Gary Singer, board-certified real estate and syndicated columnist, appearing in 400 media outlets, including the front page of the Money Section every Monday in the Sun Sentinel, from the law firm of Gary M. Singer, PA, call 954-851-1448 for Legal News and Review. Remember, be legal.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.